12. Tim, this is capital budget request, briefing and decision. And then we have 14. And sir, in the front, I know you wanted to say something earlier, but you're scheduled to say something then, so I didn't know. But that, that's your time. Yep.
He's under number 15. Isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Tim, it's all yours.
It's a bit lonely up here with just one person.
Larry will come sit with you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Smith and Commissioners. For the record, I'm Tim Burns, the Assistant Director for the Capital and Asset Management Program. Today's briefing is to introduce the proposed capital budget request for the next biennium fiscal years 17 to 19 and answer any questions on the proposal. After today's presentation, we are requesting the Commission's approval of the capital budget. The capital budget process started several months ago with the programs and regions developing their lists of projects. Projects were evaluated and prioritized by the capital budget work group, followed by approval from the executive management team this past July. The next steps are the commission review and approval in order to submit this budget to OFM on September 16th. Just as we did for the current capital budget, as some of you may recall, we used a criteria-based ranking process for developing the budget's request. Each project was evaluated and scored using these 11 criteria. And as you can see, one of the new criteria is the Wild Future Initiative. And essentially, we would ask the question for each project, to which extent does this particular criteria support, or this project would support the Wild Future Initiative? Or as an example of safety, to what extent does this project improve safety either of the public or the staff? Once we scored all the projects, we were able to prioritize the list and develop, which was based on their final score. Using the prioritized list of projects, a 10-year capital budget plan was developed. This summary chart emphasizes the fiscal year 17-19 portion of the 10-year plan. And as you can see, the 10-year plan identifies almost $600 million of projects, and that number is in the lower right corner. For the next biennium, our 10-year plan is comprised of $21 million for minor works projects and 19 major projects for a total of $131 million for the biennium. As a point of reference, this biennium we received $12 million for minor works and $61 million for 15 major projects. The figures highlighted in green represent funding for pre-design and design work, and those highlighted in yellow identify construction funding. Our minor works projects requests consists of 63 projects totaling $21 million. Minor works projects are those projects that cost more than $25,000 but less than $1 million, and they can be completed in one biennium, whereas the major projects are greater than $1 million and often take more than one biennium to complete. Examples of our minor works projects are summarized on this slide. Our major project list is predominantly focused on improving facilities at our hatcheries in the most need of repairs and upgrades. Project components include upgrading of rearing ponds, adult ponds, pollution abatement ponds, and other facility and infrastructure enhancements. The projects will improve hatchery production, operational efficiencies, and improve the quality of discharge water. In addition, we have several projects to improve the water supply intake to make them compliant with fish passage criteria and also repair supply pipelines from the intake to the hatchery itself. Additionally, some of the projects are required as part of the terms and conditions of their NOAA operating permit. The Wooten Wildlife Area Floodplain Improvements Project is a multi-biennial project to address the deteriorating conditions of the seven Toucannon lakes and other infrastructure while enriching recreational uses. In addition, it will complement the habitat enhancement goals of BPA and the Snake River Salmon Recovery Board. Like last year, we are requesting $2 million in the next biennium for Phase 3. This will allow us to continue the construction of Rainbow Lake and begin design and construction for Deer Lake and Beaver Lake. This request also includes $2.6 million of authority for BPA funding for habitat restoration along the Tucannon River. We are requesting funds to make repairs at the Snow Creek access site, which the agency has owned since 1978. This is a very popular facility up on Nia Bay. It's used for fishing, wildlife viewing, and boating. The facility consists of an old rail launch system, a deteriorated steel pier, which has been closed for safety reasons, and a floating dock system. We are requesting pre-designed funding only next biennium to allow us to assess the facilities and review alternative solutions on which direction we should go on the repairs. The Hazard Fuel Reduction Project will reduce fire risk through prescribed burning and forest thinning actions on over 10,000 acres of fish and wildlife forest land in eastern Washington. Work would include burn unit layout, conducting forest thinning and pre-burn fuel treatment projects, conducting fuels assessments, and implementing burns to meet restoration and resource objectives. And some of the locations we're looking at are the Scotch Creek Wildlife Area, the wildlife areas at Metau, Kalakum, LT Murray, Blue Mountains, and Klickitat. We are requesting $1.2 million to continue our cooperative fencing and cost-sharing program with landowners who experience chronic crop damage caused by deer and elk. Currently, we've identified areas in regions 2, 3, 5, and 6 for this effort. Also, as part of our capital budget requests, we request grants. And first is the department has a MOA, which is a memorandum of agreement with the Colville Tribe, that requires us to request $1 million per year for 3 years in capital budget. The funds will be used to construct additional fishing access sites on Lake Rufus Woods. This biennium, we did receive $2 million, and this final $1 million will complete our obligation as part of the MOA. Secondly, we are requesting $3.3 million to continue the design for the Duckabush Estuary Restoration Site in Jefferson County. This project is a component of a long-term PISNRP initiative to restore over 2,100 acres of habitat in the Puget Sound Estuary. The third grant is a request on behalf of the Fish Barrier Removal Board. This funding will be used by the board to fund fish barrier removal projects across the state on public and private lands. We did meet with OFM yesterday, and this project will actually be submitted through RCO, and will be one of the sponsors, and it will no longer be part of our request. So in summary, our capital budget request for the next biennium includes $131 million for construction bonds, $10.5 million for federal and local contracting authority, and $600,000 for migratory waterfowl account, for a total capital budget request of $142 million. There also will be a small reappropriation component of the budget to carry forward any previous unspent monies from this current biennium. This concludes my presentation on the capital budget request. Again, we are looking for approval of the capital budget request at today's meeting, and I'm available to answer any questions you may have at this time.
Thank you, Tim. Questions from the commission?
Great presentation.
Okay. I just had one on the hazard fuel reduction. That's ambitious, 10,000 acres annually, and I guess is that all done by contractors?
I think it's a combination of contractors and staff.
Okay.
What's the budget on that? I missed it. I'm sorry.
It's $12 million a year.
Any other questions? Mr. Carpenter?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to approve the proposed fiscal year 2017-2019 capital budget request as presented, allowing for minor adjustments to project scope, priority, and budget.
Motion's been made. Second?
Second.
Second's been made. Commissioner Thorburn, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.